All right, continuing now on this Wednesday. Good to have you along for the conversation. My next guest, Steve Hecht, is a businessman, writer and film producer, born and raised in New York. He's lived and worked in Guatemala since 1972. He got this new book here. I'm going to tell you a little bit about this. The Enemy of Homeland Security, Our Own State Department, writes Steve Hecht. And how does he arrive at this conclusion? Well, I think we better ask him. Steve, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. Glad to be with you.
You've lived in Guatemala since 1972.
That's correct.
So do you come back to the States often?
I do.
Are you a citizen of Guatemala or the United States? Dual citizenship? What is it?
No, I'm just a citizen of the United States.
All right. Fair enough. So how do you live in Guatemala like that legally? I'm just curious.
Oh, I'm a legal resident.
Very nice. I bet the fishing is nice. The beach is nice.
Yeah.
All right, so tell me about Homeland Security and our own State Department and why you believe that that is our problem.
Last week, well, actually it was the week before last now, the acting Secretary of Homeland Security, Kevin McAleenan, visited Guatemala and signed an agreement with Guatemala's government. And they're going to send DHS personnel, and they're going to advise Guatemalan police, and they're also going to deploy to the border, the Guatemalan border with Mexico. And they want to naturally reduce irregular migration, and they want to look at the root causes of migration. And what they probably don't know, I would be surprised if they did, is that the State Department has exacerbated those conditions and State Department policy since the Obama administration unchanged under Trump. In other words, the permanent bureaucrats implement this policy. It's not a Trump policy or a Pompeo policy, and they continue it, and it guarantees the continued flow.
What policy? What is this policy you speak of?
The policy was to support the successors to the Fidel Castro-supported guerrillas. And they have taken over the rural areas of Guatemala, and they force local people to destroy businesses and invade private property and block police entrance into their territory, into their areas.
Why would the United States support such a thing?
That's a great question, and it's the answer, but the only thing that I could see is that the State Department permanent bureaucracy is a bunch of socialists.
Or you have to follow the money, I would say. Somebody's getting money out of this deal.
That's probably right. I would say you got to look towards Soros and investigate over there. I mean, there are a lot of businesses that have been destroyed. And there's one, for instance, there's a silver mine that was sold in November for $1.1 billion, and it's probably worth $7 billion, but it's not operating because the court. You see, what the State Department did was they co-opted the judiciary and the criminal justice system, and they protect those guerrilla successors, and they help shut down the businesses. So they kill opportunity, which increases violence and increases immigration.
So by the persistence of those programs, the country's getting, overrun by crime, gangs, disorder, all of it, right?
Yes, that's correct. And the way to fix that is to change the State Department policy, change the ambassador, put a political appointee in, and cut out the State Department permanent bureaucrats who are trying to impose socialism on Guatemala. There's an election here on Sunday. I've been writing about it for 6 months. They're stealing this election for socialist candidates. Doesn't mean they're going to be successful, but they've done everything they can to try to do it.
So in Guatemala, then, where do you live in the country?
I live in Guatemala City, capital.
All right. And that's in the southern part of the country?
It's a little bit south. West of center.
All right, there you go. All right, so you've been there for a long time. So Obviously here, because I want your take on it. You've been there since 1972. You obviously know a thing or two about the place. And you've lived there safely and successfully for all of that time. We hear stories about Guatemala being this wretched place that people are fleeing, and yet you seem okay. So therein lies my disconnect. I mean, what is Guatemala like to live in?
Sure, that's because I don't have to live like the masses of poor people. I live in a capital city. It's like living, let's say, in New York City, where I used to live. You know, if you live on Central Park South, that's a whole lot different than if you live in the Bronx.
Well, that's fair, and it's a whole lot different than if you live in the South Side of Chicago, right?
Right. And so the people who are most vulnerable are the poorest people. They're the defenseless ones. They're the ones that these guerrilla successor groups dominate. Also, common crime groups like MS-13 do the same thing. The extortion's a big thing here. And so it depends. If you live in the right areas and you have means, then you're okay. That is, until the hammer comes down on the socialisms and you get like Venezuela or Nicaragua.
So, all right, so if you were going to advise the State Department or the Trump administration as to steps to take to mitigate the problems in Guatemala and therefore mitigate the problems of mass exodus heading for the American southern border, what would you do? Give me a couple of things.
Well, one thing I do today, I tell them to start with my article in the Washington Times that just came out today, this morning, and then to investigate. And what the steps that I would say is in the article, for the most part, I would say, apart from that, change the ambassador, get a political appointee who will do what you want, instead of what socialists and the permanent bureaucracy of the State Department want. And then take a look at and hope that the socialist doesn't win the election. They tried to fix this election, but they don't have 100% of the power, and the people still have the vote.
So let me ask you this. I've got 1 minute left here with Steve Hecht here. And my question is, you got Guatemala, El Salvador, and Honduras, where a lot of people flood north from, but then you've got Belize there that borders Guatemala and Mexico. They don't seem to have the same problems. What is the difference? You got 60 seconds.
Belize, you can only get to it by water, except from Guatemala or Mexico. And Guatemala's land has a land border with Mexico, but it has a land border with Honduras and El Salvador. So Guatemala is the choke point.
My point is, and we'll have to get this next time because I want to talk to you more about why are people not fleeing Belize the way they do the other countries. That's the question. But I don't have time for the answer. I don't have time for the answer, Steve. I greatly appreciate it. Enemy of Homeland Security, our own State Department. Find his article in the Washington Times today online. Steve, thank you so much.
You're quite welcome. Glad to be with you.
There you have it. Straight ahead, Jim Lauer will be here taking on Justin Amash. We'll be right back.
Seen the headlines. Water purity has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves customers statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Bob Thomas, Chief Operating Officer for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. All across the state, businesses have joined the Michigan Chamber to be a part of the most influential business voice in Lansing. As a member, companies become part of a statewide network of small business, medium-sized companies, and industry leaders focused on improving pro-business legislation within state government. For the past 60 years, the Michigan Chamber has delivered powerful advocacy and business solutions on behalf of our 6,000 members, representing 1 million employees across the state. As a member-driven organization, we keep our members at the center of all that we do. Together, we can make a difference, and together, we ensure Michigan is the best place to create jobs and support free enterprise.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan forward.
Wyckoff Wellness welcomes back Dr. Chi for individual fingernail and tongue analysis June 10th through 15th. Fingernail and tongue changes may indicate problems with digestion, heart disease, blood sugar problems, and more. Call Wyckoff Wellness at 517-333-7270 to schedule your individual evaluation with Dr. Chi for only $40. Appointments are limited. Wyckoff Wellness in East Lansing is also hosting a free seminar with Dr. Chi Tuesday, June 11th at 6 p.m. Call 517-333-7270 to schedule today or go to wyckoffwellness.com.